It's Weekend with Wiser. And listen, it's so cold out there that it is a great time to go to museums and galleries and really explore a wonderful arts and culture that is St. Pete. So let's start with Creative Pinellas. They're going to be presenting Source of All Hair, Wear of All Socks. It's an exhibition by Nigerian Sri Lankan artist Sam Modler. That opened up on the 16th, and it's just really incredible. The exhibition will be on view through February 23rd. It gives you an insight into almost like it's inspired by a Black woman's fairy tale. And the installations as, quote, blend childhood wonder with critical reflections. So, Creative Pinellas up in Largo, a terrific place to see art. This weekend is the 52nd Annual Art Festival. Bethel, our very good friend, Dr. Dory Designs will be there. She's been in studio with us before. It is open to the public January 26th and January 27th, 10 to 5. It is amazing the amount of art that you will be able to enjoy. And, you know, downtown, even when it's not Art Walk, it is just from the mural tours on the Star Trolley to the articles, Leslie Curran Gallery, Art Lofts, Florida Craft Gallery, Art Pool Gallery, the Arts Exchange, the Chihuly Collection. It goes on and on and on. The Craftsman House, where often the Florida Folk Fest, the Florida Folk Show plays, but they'll be at the studio this weekend because it's cold, has incredible pottery, and it's a wonderful gallery. I know we all know it as a little bit of a coffee house and cafe. Creative Clay Cultural Arts Center is a wonderful place for people with disability to showcase their art and to make art. Even St. Petersburg College has a gallery, Crossroads Gallery, and Eckerd College has a gallery. So there's nowhere you can go in town. Dunedin, Fine Arts Center, coming up on its 15th annual gala. These places are all over, from Safety Harbor to the libraries, to one of our favorites, Duncan McClellan, who will be showing Deanna Clayton's work February 8th through May 31st. The Five Deuces Gallery, Floridorama. They're always doing kooky, immersive things. So Softwater Gallery, I can't stop talking about them. There are so many of them. It's every weekend is time. And then there are the museums. The Dali, the Museum of Fine Arts, and of course the St. Petersburg Museum of History, which will be celebrating Babe Ruth's 100th birthday. Visit, 100th anniversary of coming to St. Pete and making a big difference in the world of baseball. In addition to all of the wonderful art that you can take in and warm up inside, the stage, American Stage, Freefall, the smaller theaters, the bigger theaters, they all have great plays. This Girl Laughs, This Girl Cries, This Girl Does Nothing runs through February 9th at American Stage, and that is incredible. The Urban Flow, the High and Dry Festival at Coastal Creative. There's always a festival in town. So, you know, bundle up for the markets, layer up for the markets, but then get yourself over. Now, this is a fun one. This is January 25th, 12 to 5. Functional Drinks, Elevated Vibes. Coastal Creative is always doing something wonderful, and they often host Tombolo Books events, and they just did Gloria Minot's, I believe. So go to Tombolo Books, have a nosh somewhere in the neighborhood, maybe at the Foodies Lab, and then go over to the High and Dry Festival. Always a lot of fun. Also this weekend is the Infinity of St. Pete Winterfest fundraiser from 6 to 9 at the Pasadena Yacht and Country Club. It's always good to do a good deed. Let's turn our attention to musical theater. February is here, so February 11th through 16th, A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical. February 14th through the 15th, The Music of John Williams at the Strass Center. These are all things that are coming up. Immediately coming this weekend is a fun concert. The California Honey Drops perform January 24th tonight
at Janus Live. They were formed in the subway systems of Oakland, California. They're retro soul, not to be missed. I can't wait to see them myself. Also coming up at Bayboro Brewing this weekend, January 25th, is Kathleen Edwards. She is a modern-day cornerstone of American roots music. She is wonderful to see. Bayboro Brewing is a wonderful place to hang out. That and Ale and the Witch may be among my favorite places for music in this town. It is hard to believe that there's so much great music. Another place to bundle up, and it'll warm you up with some spicy stuff. This weekend is the 4th annual Pinellas Taco Fest. It's 11 to 7 at the England Brothers Park in Pinellas Park. Pinellas Park is happening. Masteries is building an entertainment brewery there. This will showcase local food trucks. Chefs will compete for the best tacos. It's going to be a fun event. Largo, Central Park Performing Arts Center, truly a great resource. Saturday, January 25th, the magical Joshua Redman Jazz, one of the genre's most dynamic artists, takes the stage. He has collaborated with jazz luminaries. He's had 8 Grammy nominations. A fabulous way to spend the weekend. Also coming up at Central Park Performing Arts Center, the Aluminum Show on February 15th, Cirque Zuma Zuma on February 16th, and a popular favorite, something fun to take the kids to, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, February 28th through March 9th. Also, Riverdance, January 28th through February 2nd, 7 o'clock at the Duke Energy Center at Mahaffey. The Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular, also at the Mahaffey, February 7th. And the Florida Orchestra, Debussy's La Mer, February 8th. The Mercy Beatles is at Central Park Performing Arts, February 5th, Till Death Do Us Part. Late Night Catechism 3 is February 6th at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. And Girls Night the Musical, Do a Galantine Early, February 7th, Central Park Music Theater. A great thing for kids, Abacadabra at Pinellas Park, February 8th at Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. And if you really want to do a retro thing, it's a tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Wednesday, January 29th at, yes, the Central Park's Performing Arts Center. So now let's turn our attention to The Beat Goes On, featuring Lisa McCloney at Cher this weekend, January 26th, Ruth Eckerd, January 30th, The Addams Family, Ruth Eckerd Hall, January 31st, Dirty Dancing, Ruth Eckerd Hall, Tim Brickman, January 31st, Capitol Theater, February 2nd, Barricade Boys, Ruth Eckerd Hall, The Doo-Wop Project, February 4th, Ruth Eckerd Hall. Alice Cooper is coming, The Bay Care Sound, on February 8th, and the one, the only, Willie Nelson and Family, February 15th, the Bay Care Sound. You'll catch me at my mother's favorite artist, Chris Bode, February 15th, Ruth Eckerd. February 16th is The Modern Gentleman. Matt Nathanson is February 19th at Capitol Theater. Come From Away, a play that is just a wonderful, uplifting musical, especially in these times of welcoming strangers and immigrants to our shores. February 22nd and 23rd, Ruth Eckerd Hall. The one, the only, Paul Anka. February 25th, Ruth Eckerd Hall. And Little Feet, February 26th, Ruth Eckerd Hall. All amazing, as is the upcoming Strawberry Festival. Oh, let's go to Wish Farm Soundstage and see Tommy James and the Shondells, February 27th, Nate Smith, February 27th, Roots and Boots with Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray, February 28th, Reba, yes, I did say Reba, February 28th. That one is going to be crowded, and I'm going. Because, you know, you can eat strawberries from February 27th to March 9th. It really is a family affair. And you got to go to floridastrawberryfestival.com, get your tickets for these. Also coming up, Home Free, March 1st, Lauren Daigle, March 1st, and Boys to Men, March 3rd, and the Bellamy Brothers, a local group that I have never seen. I'm going to have to go for this one, March 5th. They're one of my favorites. Leonard Skinner, March 5th, the Oak Ridge Boys, March 6th, and Sawyer Brown, March 8th. John Fogerty closes it out, March 9th, after a night with Nelly, March 8th. You know, there were a million things to do in this community. And you have to just explore a neighborhood. Decide to walk the Warehouse Arts District, the Grand Central District, the Deuces, 4th Street. You cannot imagine what you will discover. And finally, if you're looking for something in Seminole this weekend, it's a Rainbow of Orchids show and sale, January 25th and 26th at the Seminole Rec Center. So if you're doing the markets, bundle up. I've given you a whole list of things you can do for the weekend. And for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. Get out there and do it.